ladder, but right now what we do, and we were trying to find a system, you know, most traditional behavior systems are based on this model where, like, you have the same kids all the time, so you can track what they're doing a little bit easier. So we've been using Class Dojo, which all the teachers have on their phone, and we have different, like, dojos up for, like, showing our values, dojos down for talking when you're supposed to be silent, or, like, running when you're not supposed to be running, whatever that is. And so we will give the kids dojo down. A lot of it works more as, like, an information system where at the end of the day, too, we can pull kids. So I can track kids throughout the day and know exactly, like, what they're getting the dojos for, when they're getting them, who's giving them to them, so I can get a better sense of, like, what's triggering their behavior. And we also print out their reports every day at the end of the day, and those go home with the parents. And so that way, like, parents are getting not only a, like, oh, your kid had a red day or a green day or whatever it was, but it's like your kid had 12 dojos up and they had them for this, 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 and this, and they had 6 dojos down and it was for these 3 different things. So that way parents can have conversations with their kids too. They can also, which is one thing that's really cool about Dojo, is that they can access the app in real time. So I have a lot, not every parent is using it, but I also have some parents, like, honestly, I've had dads, like, text me and be like, all right, I need to talk to my daughter. I'm watching her dojo. I know she has 4 dojos down. That is not acceptable. Can you have her call me? And I was like, sure thing. And, like, have those conversations in real time with the kids, which is really cool.